A Jewish Journal article. Dem NH lawmaker apologizes for "From the River to the Sea" tweet. New Hampshire State Representative Maria Perez, a Democrat, apologized for tweeting on October 23, "From the River to the Sea, Palestine will be free." Stop Anti-Semitism posted a screenshot of the tweet, which has since been deleted, and argued that the slogan is a call for the removal of the State of Israel. Perez initially doubled down on her tweet, arguing on October 29 that she used a slogan that Palestinian human rights activists use to convey that they desire freedom of movement and an end to settler colonization, and she believes in a one-state solution where Jews, Muslims, Christians and others can live together with equal rights, unlike the current state of Israeli occupation and apartheid. Jewish groups criticized her defense. "Your call for a one-state solution denigrates and denies the existence of a Jewish state of Israel," Anti-Defamation League New England tweeted. "That is no solution. Maria Perez, reconsider the implications of your choice of language and check your facts." Jewish Federation of New Hampshire board chair Ken Litvak told the New Hampshire NH Journal that Perez's comments were anti-Semitic in nature. "The phrase used here, from the river to the sea, has troubling connotations, as it indicates the destruction and erasure of the Jewish state. Whether she intended it that way or not, this is the way the phrase is commonly used, and as a public representative, she needs to be aware of that." He also suggested that Perez visit Israel to see that the picture is much more complex. New Hampshire Speaker of the House Sherman Packard, a Republican, urged House Democratic leader Reni Cushing to address Perez's comments. On November 1, Perez said in a statement that she unwittingly carried an anti-Semitic connotation in her tweet. "That would never be my intention. I am deeply sorry for any pain my words caused. Through numerous conversations with Jewish colleagues, I have come to learn the derogatory meaning that the phrase can hold for the Jewish community." The NH Journal reported that she did not want to comment on if she regretted calling Israel an apartheid state. As of this writing, Perez's Twitter account is currently on a private setting.